Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with Echoes from the Caverns. Newscast dated February 15, 2019. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sestile Tekel and is a podcast project created by Lord Baldrith and run by Asclepius and Style Tekel. The background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, welcome everybody to another week in Shroud. I hope you're having a great week. I had a fairly successful one, managed to tick off another GM this week, so that made me happy. I decided to invest in Banish Undead. Fairly useful tool to have when you're fighting skeletons and liches and things like that, especially for visits to upper tiers. It does get you a lot of damage, so that's great. And just improved the character a little bit. Rearranged the deck a little bit as well, and rearranged the equipment. It's a continual process, isn't it? But the net result is that I seem to be running around Ravensmoor just a little bit more comfortably. And it's getting a little bit easier than it was. So that's a good sign. Of course, the next challenge is to go to some seriously more dangerous places and start fighting these trolls that have about 10,000 hit points. I've never been successful soloing them yet. So, hey, you never know what's on the horizon. It's a great game and wonderful opportunities to develop your character and go basically in any direction that you like. It really is fascinating. And I will admit that it's interesting to notice the spread of damage when you're participating in a group and you go to somewhere like upper tiers. And as I mentioned in the newscast a few weeks back, I'm now using the Sota Chat Track app that was devised by Caliphon L. Crunch with the help of the Order of Drunken Elders. It's a fascinating tool. It tells you all the damage that's been inflicted by yourself and everybody else, and all the cumulative damage that everybody has done. And it's wonderful both to see how you're doing by comparison, and also to see what weapons, tools, implements, spells, etc. everybody else is using. It gives you ideas for self-improvement, and it's just an interesting commentary that on some visits to upper tiers I was pretty close to the top of the bunch, which is always nice, and then on other visits with people who are way out there in front, you come a distant third or fourth. But that's okay. There are a lot of people out there who've spent half their lives playing Shroud, and they are very skilled players. And you just take a look at the damage they're inflicting, and you think, wow, how did they do that? I must know. So, it's really good from that point of view, and you get the ambition and the drive to check out what other people are doing and learn from it and say, well, okay, maybe I could do something like that and I could improve my character. That would be fantastic. Okay, so I've picked up a little bit already along the way by looking at greater people, basically, and say, yeah, okay, excellent. Let's try that, because you can always learn from other players, and that's one of the best parts of a multiplayer game. All right, we have news. We have an update. It is number 319. We're talking about crown store buffs, we're talking about new decorations, freshwater fishing contest, and all these things. Okay, the good news, people, is that there is some fresh news in the newscast this week. That's lovely. So good, good, good. It won't be quite as short as last week. I've got some new stuff to talk about, which is really nice. Okay, first item in the news, we're talking about Crown Store buffs, and there are new decorations happening. This is exciting stuff. Now, back in October of last year, Travis Kolesky, aka Vascorp Poor, he started a thread in the forums entitled Deco Wishlist that is already in-game. Now, the purpose of the thread was for world decorations that are already in the game, but they're not yet player-facing decos that people would like to have. So, I'm guessing that means stuff that's there, and you'd love to be able to put it on a table in your house or in your yard or something like that, but the mechanics for it aren't there yet. And they're basically saying, look, what would you like to see? What can we make as actual decorations that you can put around your house? Well, the thread's been steadily filling up with player requests. Fantastic. And we are happy to say that the first round will be ready for release 63, and it will be available in the Crown Store. So there's some converted deco items. We got some pictures here in the update. There's a birdcage. So if you want to stick a birdcage on a little table in your house, you can do that. There are perfume bottles. Put them on the sideboard. Fantastic. There are book decorations. Now, these are multiple empty books. If you've got a library, if you've got a bookshelf that's looking a bit bare, and you haven't managed to buy a whole raft of books to fill it up, well, just fill it up with empty books. It looks good. And people will never know. I promise I will not tell them if you don't. Okay? So, there you go. You have book decorations. And you have fishing traps. So, yeah, they... Oh, dear. Yes. This is a risk. People will strew them around their backyard. And, oh, my goodness, it's going to look junky. But, hey, fishing decorations. Fishing traps. Alrighty. And fishing nets. You can hang your fishing nets outdoors on poles as... You see in fishing villages around the world, fishermen hang their nets out to dry. You can do that as well. So, hey, it's going to be even more realistic. There are small tabletop cherry trees, lovely, or packs of cherry trees, which you can put outside, I think. Wow, that looks really good. Very nice. So, the short story is, a lot of the stuff that you've seen that you would love to be able to put somewhere as decorations, it's coming. And the message seems to be that it's progressively coming, and there's a number of items already that will be available in Release 63 and will be available on the Crown Store. Very nice. And speaking of the Crown Store, as they have done, I hope a few people have had a chance to take a look at it already. It seems to be a great idea. And all you have to do is click on the little Crown Store icon, which is in the top right-hand corner of your screen. It's pretty much done by the look of it. Everything's in there. You get a complete list of all the inventory items which you can purchase. And the purchase is, of course, with crowns, and the illustrations, etc., 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 so you can do that. All right. Now, speaking of the Crown Store, to encourage players to find the button, yeah, have a look, use it, they've added a buff. If you purchase anything from the Crown Store, you will get a small buff. It lasts for one day. And you can have three of them at once. It's a bit random. I believe there are 22 variations. So, okay, you could end up with anything. But if you buy anything from the Crown Store, you will get a buff, which lasts for one day. And as I said, you can have three of them at any one time. So this makes life a little bit easier, maybe, if you get the right ones. Okay, now this is going to last for at least 2 months. This is just to get people used to the idea of the Crown Store. It's a bit of an incentive for people to come in and use the thing. Now, the cry can go out already, oh, this is pay to win. Yeah, maybe it is in a small way. I don't know that the buffs are going to be that powerful. And, as they said, it is an introductory incentive to get people used to the idea of this Crown Store. It is going to go away, but they say it will be in place for at least 2 months or 2 releases, but possibly longer, just to help people with the transition. Even if it lasts for longer than a couple of months, it will not be there forever. So, hey, you might as well have fun with it while it's there and check it out. Whether you spend 1 crown or 1,000 doesn't matter. You get the buff. So there you go. So have a look at it. Check it out. Check out the Crown Store and see what you end up with. I bought something from the Crown Store the other day and I got, I think it was a potion of moon warding. So I had a bit of protection from moon magic, which I thought, yeah, thanks very much, but I can't see any way that's going to help me. But look, it's there. I got it, and it lasted for a day. Oh, great. But there is lots of stuff there, which I'm sure will be useful to some people at some stage, in some circumstances. So check it out, and you might get a really, really useful buff. And there are more items coming in Release 63. There will be pirate items. I know we have pirates in Shroud. I'm sure that Boris Mondragon will be fascinated by this. Have a look, and there's a number of really good pictures here. And they say, yeah, there be pirates coming to Release 63, me mateys. Starting with Release 63, we're introducing a range of pirate-themed items to the game to go with scenes like Tenebrous Harbour and Blood Bay. For Release 63, this is a range of wearable items, including a hook hand. So basically, you've got gloves with, and one of them has a hook on the end of it. So that's nice. There is a bicorn hat with an eye patch, a tricorn hat with an eye patch, and even more. And we have pictures in the news release. They do look pretty impressive. And of course, the hat has a skull and crossbones on the side. So yeah, very nice. Lovely. So anybody who wants to be a pirate or look like a pirate, this is the ideal gear to wear. Fantastic. And you will, of course, find those in the Crown Store. Okay, next item, a community live stream, which was on this morning early. That's my time. They always do things in the early morning of my time while I'm asleep, so I always miss it, but still. They have a great live stream every week, every Friday afternoon. And, of course, broadcast on Twitch. Now, this week, they were planning to have another fishing contest. And this was going to be a freshwater contest in Celestis. So all you had to do, I hope a good number of people did it, is to go to Celestis and start fishing at 4 p.m. 4:15 p.m., sorry. Now, the best, that is the longest trophy fish caught by 5 will win a prize. And as is usual, they will put up the list of the winners by next week. The prizes are pretty good, actually. There's a couple of prizes for runners-up, an ornate fish throne, and the third prize is a small longboat water decoration. The second prize is a Shogun Lighthouse Village water home. The first prize is a player-owned town village water lot property deed. So, hey, you can get a property deed just for going fishing. Awesome. So, if you didn't get involved in this one, don't miss out on future competitions. You could win big. All right, and of course, they've said this is the second Friday to earn the stretch goals to participate in them by making a purchase or by participating in the rewards program. And as of this moment in time, as I'm speaking, the stretch goals are looking fairly good, up to 60,000 out of 75. So there you go. They're doing pretty well, working their way towards the formal dress, a wedding dress variant. Very nice. Okay, so well done, community. There's also a message in the news release for all the live streamers of the game. If you are one of the people who regularly stream your gaming efforts, you could get an exclusive in-game streamer camera for being a veteran of the live streamer program. So that'd be something nice to have. I don't know how it works, but get one and find out. Right, next one is the Lord of the Isle Episode 2 bundles. As we know, Episode 2 is coming out shortly. And if anybody would like to support it in a big way, they're offering these bundles. And the complete list of rewards, if you wish to purchase one of these bundles, well, you get a Lord of the Isle Place Anywhere Castle lot deed. So that is a humongous bit of land. I hope they give you a lawnmower to go with it, because you're going to have a lot of yard to look after, unless you have a humongous house to go along with it. Okay, now, if you put it in a player-owned town, it will be tax-free forever. Or if you put it outside in one of the regular type towns, it's tax-free for a year. You can also put it on water as well as land. You get a title, Lord of the Isle or Lady of the Isle. You get a unique home, which they're going to build later. You also get any other house you want. You get a castle basement. You get a castle wall set, a unique dungeon room, which they will be building shortly. You get 1,400 crowns, 999 bank slots, so that's a humongous bank, 12 prosperity tools, 2 unique in-game items, which we will be building later, early access to Episode 2, a Episode 1 box and map signed by the team. You get a 1-hour one-on-one conference, video conference with Chris for design discussion. Very nice. 1 real silver ring, crafted personally by Lord British, numbered 1 to 8. You get an in-game version of the British ring, numbered 1 to 8, including a placeable decoration version. You get a tour of the Portalerium offices, that'd be fascinating. And a fine dinner and drinks with Lord British, Darkstar and Atos at a location to be decided in Austin or New York City, which is wonderful, except they don't pay the travel costs as well. You can have all this for only $6,995. So if you've got that and it's burning a hole in your pocket and you want to be a real big time supporter of Episode 2, get in touch and have a look on the store. You will find it. So there you go. Get into it. Alright, now the next item is Store and Crowns. Please read about important upcoming changes. We have been talking about this for a while, but obviously they want to make sure everybody is up to date with it. The wording has changed, so that's encouraging. So I'll read through it this week. He says, "Greetings, Avatars. As many of you know, there are some big changes underway with Shroud of the Avatar. After far too long, we are finally getting rid of our giant online cash shop and moving to the model that every other game uses. This is a long overdue change and definitely one that benefits the players and the Shroud team. Maintaining the existing cash shop was a full-time job for several people. Managing everything in-game versus a web store is both easier for us and benefits the players with easier browsing, searching, instant delivery, and is generally a much simpler process for everyone. So that's good news. Also, in addition to removing the majority of the web store items, we are also going to be changing up our semi-premium currency, crowns or kotos. Now, previously the rough target was 1 crown equals $1. This was problematic because it didn't give us the granularity needed for pricing smaller items. And it got even more problematic when we wanted to put something on sale. So if you think about it, if something was worth, it was a bit more than 1 crown, but a bit less than 2 crowns, well, what do you do? You can't do anything. Those are your units of currency. All right, and so they're going to fix that. Starting in Release 63, players will see that each of their crowns will be converted into 100 crowns. So numbers are just multiplied by 100, that's all. Store prices will follow that conversion for now, and then over time will have their prices updated to more appropriate numbers. This means some items will go up and some will go down. So if you can see an item in a store at the moment that's worth 1 crown, like a lot of the potions are, okay, they're going to be worth 100 crowns. That's the deal. And then later, as they do some fine tuning, they might be worth 75 crowns, or they might be worth 125. They might go up a little bit, they might go down a little bit, but they have that flexibility to move, because that's not a huge adjustment, because a crown is going to be worth 1/100th of what it was before. Okay, with the increased resolution of crowns, we were also able to adjust our prices for crowns to more closely match what we wanted. So when you're buying crowns in the shop, which will still happen, you can buy them in the crown store, you will find that those prices have been adjusted a little bit as well. These prices will also go live with Release 63 in just over 2 weeks. Now, the conversion rate, if you're talking about how many crowns to a dollar, it's very slightly worse with most packages, but it'll now fall into what we believe will be a better set of numbers for the long term. So if you want a really good deal on crowns, go and get them now. As for store and crown sales, I think most people have seen we've left our sales on this entire month. It's because after looking at what we sell things for, we had effectively targeted prices based on what they cost on sale. Going forward, we're doing far fewer and much smaller sales. So I think they're saying here the sale prices at the moment are fairly realistic. It's going to stay roughly around about there, and there's not going to be much variation, there's not going to be many sales. But the normal price will be roughly the current sale price. Now for crown sales, we've gotten people used to them always being on sale. Yeah, it's 20% off, fantastic, great. Starting in Release 63, we're going to start reducing that sale each release until we get to zero discount. So prices for crowns are going to gradually go up. We will still have sales, but only briefly and only for special events. So, he repeats, we're going to reduce and then kill off the reliance of store and crown sale pricing starting in just over 2 weeks. You have been warned. If you want to buy yourself 1,000,000 crowns, then go and get them now. Also, for those who haven't seen the new planned crown bundle prices, for $10, you will get 750 crowns. That's the new crowns. That's the ones that are worth effectively 1 cent each. All right. For $20, you get 1,600 crowns. For $35, you will get 3,200 crowns. For $60, you'll get 6,300 crowns. For $100, you will get 10,750 crowns. That is the new price to crowns ratio. And in case you got lost and totally confused with all that, at the end of the post, there is the too long didn't read version. 98% of the cash shop is going away. There's a 1 to 100 split for crowns to give more pricing resolution for smaller items. They're doing away with huge sales, moving towards a more steady but realistic price. Crown store sales will be going away over the next few months, starting with a reduction, which is going to commence in release 63. Excellent. So he says, as always, thanks for your patience with this stuff, and thanks for your support. Also, we have a number of exciting upcoming announcements, so keep your eyes on the forum over the next 2 weeks. There is new stuff coming, and I can't tell you what it is, because I have no idea. But keep your eyes on the forum. All right, next item. Well, as they said, the sales on stuff and on crowns is still going. Items are technically 50% off, and crowns are technically 50% off. Probably, as they said, yeah, they're fairly realistic prices anyway. I mean, if you go to a furniture store and you see a suite that they say, yeah, reduced from $5,000 to $2,500, 50% off. And you think to yourself, yeah, they bought that from the wholesaler for $2,000. They put a price tag on it at $5,000 for one day, so they can honestly and legitimately say that it was marked at $5,000. Then they took half it off. They're still making $500 on it. A lot of stores do that. Okay, but $2,500 is a much more realistic price. And as they've said, their sale items, their sale prices are fairly realistic anyway. So the sales, quote, sales, are continuing for the rest of the month. So get in and buy some stuff while you can, until a new pricing regime happens in release 63. Alrighty. Next item, in release 63, we will be getting the automatic redemption of rewards. We've mentioned this a few times. It was going to be happening this release, but they had a lot of work to do with migrating their servers and stuff related to that. So it didn't quite happen, but it's happening in release 63. As we'll be familiar with by now, rewards and things that you get or things that you buy from the store, they appear in your rewards chest, which is no longer the bank, it's the little chest that sits up on the top right hand corner of your screen. That's your rewards box, and the beauty of it is that travels around with you. I've been thankful for that a few times, because oh dear, my obsidian potion has run out. I mean, yeah, it runs for a week in real time, so yeah, shouldn't get caught unawares, but I do. So you load up and you're on the way to adventuring, and you think, oh, damn it, that obsidian potion is only going to run for another 20 minutes. I really need to recharge and get another one. Well, you don't have to walk all the way back home to your bank or wherever. It's in your rewards chest, top right-hand corner of the screen. Click, open it, pull one out of the chest, drink, away you go. It's all there. It's amazing how you can carry this chest around with you, but you can. So that's awesome. So you open up the chest, you see a complete list of everything that you've bought or everything that you've got from supporting the live streams and stuff like that. That's great. You also have a little button at the bottom that says claim rewards, because what you bought yesterday or last week doesn't appear yet. So you have to press the button, the whole process reloads. which takes another couple of minutes of your life that you'll never get back. And there you are. Now you have a complete list. So if you're scratching your head wondering, you know, I just bought this, and it's not in my rewards, why not? The answer is you have to press the rewards button. Well, the good news is it's a quality of life improvement. They've worked out how to do it. That button is going away as of release 63. When you load up this treasure chest, this little rewards box, everything's going to be in there. It'll just drop into the box automatically. And they're also going to provide an on-screen notice for when rewards are delivered. Be like a little email message, I guess. Something just dropped into your rewards box. Cool. Fantastic. Okay. So that's good. Another little quality of life improvement. I'll be very glad to see that. That'll be great. And that is going to go live with release 63 on February 28. So we will look forward to that. The next item is the community live stream, which was held last week. Now, they always do this for people who are asleep like me, for people who are at work, for people who are out, and people who missed the live stream. They put it on YouTube. You can always catch up with it. And what I recommend is to subscribe to their YouTube channel, and you get an email notification when stuff goes up there. So you can always catch up with the fun, exciting, and interesting, and sometimes crazy things that they put up. So you won't miss out on anything. So, yes, they were talking about player-made quests. So there you go. Have a look at that. They were showing off Lilybird's Pirate Treasure quest, and they were stumped by the quest in Pax Lair. Wow. Hey, if the devs can't work it out, what chance do we have? Alrighty. So, have a look at that. Next item is the rewards program, which we talk about every week, which is worth talking about. I recommend this to everybody. You can think about it as a subscription if you like, but all of this stuff is completely voluntary. You don't have to do anything. But it does help keep the wheels turning. It helps to keep the game running because this is a player-funded and crowd-funded game. It does help to keep the wheels from falling off. And so I do recommend it. If you can spare $9 a month, which is a couple of cups of coffee, you are a supporter, and in return you get benefits. You get 9 gold crowns every month, which will translate to 900 when they do this currency change. You automatically participate in their stretch goals, so all of the cool stuff they make as rewards, you all get them. You get an exclusive title every 3 months. You can pick a die pack every 6 months, and you get 3 obsidian potions every month. And those obsidian potions are incredibly valuable. So think about that. I would encourage everybody to support this program. Right, the upcoming events calendar is next. And as is usual, they have every release listed right through to August of next year with corresponding live streams after them. So that's great. If you're interested in going to any conventions, well, there's a couple happening in March, the South by Southwest and GDC. So have a look at those, check out the dates, and plan accordingly. Following on, we have Merets, which we talk about each week. Fantastic program. All you have to do is download this little app, put it on your phone, and you connect it up to your Apple Health app or your Fitbit or whatever, and you earn points just by being active, just by walking around. That's all you have to do. It's totally free, and all these points you can swap them for stuff. which is how I get all my obsidian potions. It's great. And I look in my little treasure chest and I've got about 6 potions waiting to be used. Fantastic. So that is great. And they just keep on coming. You can buy a potion every 3 days for 3,000 points. And they offer a sweepstakes every month. At the end of this month, somebody is going to win an Obsidian Tower Town Water Home. It's worth $300. And you can enter the sweepstakes every day. It'll only cost 2,500 points, which, as I did mention, are free, because all you have to do is take 2,500 steps, just walk around a bit, and it keeps you healthy, and you might get a free house. So get into that. Right, this week we have a new project to support. It's called Mechanica. It is a Kickstarter. It is a unique strategy board game. This is totally new to me. I've not seen this before. Looks a bit strange, a bit weird maybe. But hey, it's going to appeal to a lot of people, I think. You build the best factory to manufacture adorable vacuum robots in this unique strategy board game. It's the latest game from our friend Mary Flanagan, who featured our very own Lord British in her game Monarch. It is a unique engine building game where you race your opponents to create the best vacuum robot factory out of interlocking puzzle pieces. Right, the game features dynamic factories that are fun to build and run. There are 12 types of jigsaw piece shaped tiles that snap together. You have a rotating shop board. Instant setup, you just open the box and play. The game stays in the tray, so you just open it up, bang, you're ready to go. They even have an exciting one-player mode. So if you would just want to play it by yourself, you can do that. And you have beautiful illustrations and adorable robots by Anne-Sophie Desteur. Okay, so if you always wanted to build a robot, here it is. It's called Mechanica. And they're running a Kickstarter, so best of luck to them, and get on board if you're interested. Fantastic. All right, lastly, we have resources, Players Helping Players. As we always mention, if you're new to the game, it can be overwhelming. It's a bit of a steep learning curve at the start, and people often say, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do next. This is really weird. Okay, once you get into the game, once you get the gist of it, it will swallow you up and entrance you. But sometimes getting there is a little bit difficult. Okay, there is a new player welcome forum. Within the forum itself, there's a player created resources forum, and they've got heaps of stuff. They have a written guide, they have a video walkthrough, or they have a wiki-type website. You got questions, go there. As well as just talking to people in-game, the vast majority of people in this game are absolutely wonderful. They're always happy to help, especially new players. Just ask somebody, you will get an answer. Even just throw a question out in the forum. Before you get a chance to blink, there will be answers. So that's fantastic, right? And there is an official community resources page. There's a link to it in the newsletter here. There is a complete listing of all things community. Okay, that is about the end of the news for the week. I hope that everybody's having a great time. I hope you're enjoying the game, whether you're exploring, whether you're out killing mobs, whether you're crafting, whether you're decorating, or whether you're just out fishing and having a wonderful time and sitting on a stool by the lake, reeling in big ones, and of course telling stories about the one that got away. So enjoy, safe travels, have a really rewarding week in Shroud, and we'll catch you next week with more developments. So I'll take us out. This wonderful background music for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also thanks to Sir Style Tackle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting this newscast on Avatars Radio. Don't forget, Avatars Radio needs your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events and music going. Visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Asclepius signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.